The city is looking at spending $400,000 on a new transit signal and lane updates. City Manager Diane Foster says it'll give the drivers some leeway with the traffic signals.
I'm super excited about these because we're talking about a couple of things here. The signal priority, so they're going to have new hardware and software on the buses that will allow the buses to be able to hold a light just for a couple seconds. And that'll make a big difference. You know, right now the Electric Express is doing about 11-minute runs between Kimball Junction and Old Town Transit Center, and that includes a stop at the Canyons and one at Fresh Market. And so to keep those times up, especially when we're talking about in winter traffic, that's going to be very important.
Foster says it's a great deal because 80% of the money would be reimbursed by the federal government, as with other transit expenses. To help with Park City's efforts, Utah Department of Transit agreed to allow the Electric Express buses to use their lanes. But Foster says the city is also taking measures to discourage dangerous driving habits.
In addition to that, we've got two items on the Electric Express. The other one is that the lanes, we're extending how far that the bus can use the lanes. And I do want to remind folks this winter, we're talking about putting cameras on the back of buses and things like that, because we do have cars that sometimes draft behind a bus and pull in there. And that's not only illegal, it's incredibly dangerous for the passengers on the bus. So we do want to encourage folks to not draft on buses.
The city will be able to use the lanes between White Pine Canyon Road and Kimball Junction around the clock in both directions. Foster says these changes are just the beginning of what's to come.
These are actually a precursor to eventually we hope to have a dedicated transit lane, so something that would have a little bit of a separation. I believe staff is leaning towards the idea, and their preference is having something along the right and left sides of the road in place of the breakdown lane. But I will remind folks that our elected officials, both city and county, have been very clear about we do not want to widen the roads for cars. Now, if you're adding a lane for a bus, that's a whole nother story.
City Council is meeting Thursday at 6 o'clock. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.